Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, Brooke, I've given you a bit of flack about your coffee consumption.
Yeah, look, I went a bit hard yesterday and had quite a lot of iced coffee, but I think that's unfair. I needed it.
You had roughly 2 litres of coffee.
Milk and other things in there. It's not just straight coffee.
Look, I am concerned for you. I am concerned for your well-being. I reckon it's not good for you. You're probably going to have a hard time sleeping. You've gone a little bit lighter on it today, but I've written you a bedtime story.
Right.
If we chuck this in the podcast, you can just have it on file for when you have a bit of trouble getting to sleep. It can help you just doze off.
Right. Okay. Let's get into that then. Oh. Oh, that's automatically relaxing, isn't it?
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Brooke. I don't know what her middle name was. Maybe Agnes.
No.
Brooke had it all, except her life was controlled by a wicked fairy co-host who wouldn't let her have any fun and certainly wouldn't let her drink 2 litres of coffee. To teach her a lesson, the wicked fairy co-host trapped Brooke in the Berry Lookout Tower to detox. Sure that nobody would be brave enough to walk its gross, sticky staircase and rescue her.
It's pretty gross up there.
Well, with no caffeine in her system, Brooke soon fell asleep for 100 years.
Wow.
The co-host was very happy. But didn't count on the handsome Prince Corbin. Fit enough to climb the stairs, courageous enough to overcome their griminess. He broke the spell with a tasteful and respectful kiss on Brooke's cheek.
Mm.
And when she kissed the prince back on the lips, he turned into a latte.
A latte.
Ah, he must be one of those latte princes, said Brooke.
That noise.
And she lived happily ever after.
Wow, what a beautiful story. I look great for 100 years. Oh, what did you say? Wouldn't you say?
Keep it on file if the caffeine gets to you or anyone else. I hope it's a nice little story. Tell it to the kids one day.
Thanks, Bob.